Hannah is going to be our first player. She's 11, and we'll talk with her after she plays. So here from Glen Montessori School to play for us this morning is Hannah. That was beautiful and a lot of dynamics there. Hannah, are you there? Can I talk to you?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. What was the name of what you played?
The name of the piece is Limpid Stream.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what have you been doing lately? Is school over for you at Glen Montessori? Did you finish the school year?
Our school year finished on May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we had graduation, but you just had to bring your and they stream it live.
Cool. So you're going to be going on to middle school next year. What middle school will you go to?
Next year, I'm going to Shadyside Academy.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Thank you for playing with us this morning. Did you have any shout-outs or anybody you wanted to say hello to?
I wanted to say hello to my teachers, Miss Amelia and Miss Rachel, for putting together the graduation yesterday.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, and thank you for playing with us this morning, especially for going first. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks. And next up, we are going to hear from Madeline. And Madeline just finished sixth grade at Providence Heights Alpha School. Madeline will play first, and then we'll talk with Madeline afterwards. And I believe Madeline is all ready to go. So, Madeline, you can begin your piano piece here on our Youth Express segment now.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun. And Madeline Fox is who you just heard. Madeline, what was the name of what you played?
The name was the second movement of Sonatina in C major by Friedrich Kuhlau.
Well, you sounded good, and I hope you felt comfortable playing. Even though we can't see each other, that makes it a little hard, but you sounded great.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And what do you like to do for fun? When clearly you like playing piano, but are there other things you like to do?
I like to reread books and go like biking with my family.
Did you say reread books?
Yeah.
And tell me what you mean by that. That's interesting.
Like, if I read a book, I'll read it again many times.
And why is that enjoyable for you? I have a feeling I know, but I'm curious.
Because I get to read the book again and enjoy it again.
And do you
even if it's like no surprise.
Do you sometimes realize things differently when you read it again or see something that you might have missed the first time?
Yes.
That's very interesting. How have you been during the pandemic? Have you gotten out much or had a chance? It's probably a difficult adjustment. Have you been doing anything a little differently?
Yes, like my parents want us to go outside more. So I go and walk around the neighborhood.
I'm glad you're able to do that. Is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
Yeah, my parents, my Uncle Dan, and whoever else is watching.
Excellent. Well, thank you. You did a great job. That's Madeline, who just joined us, Madeline Fox. And next up is Kenzie, and we're going to get Kenzie ready to go. Kenzie, you'll start in just a moment, but beforehand, we did have Kenzie, mom and dad, and Brandon and Hallie are listening, and they also say happy birthday to you, Kenzie. And Audrey mentions how proud Audrey is of you. And I think I've got our Kenzie shout outs. Yes, indeed I do. I wanted to be sure. So, Kenzie, we are ready for you to play. Here is Kenzie. That was beautiful, Kenzie. You sounded great. What was the name of what you just played?
It was the second movement of Sonatina.
And how old are you, Kenzie?
8.
I also had a message to you from Grandma and Pappy in Greensburg, who say they're proud of how faithfully you practice the piano. And today is your 8th birthday, right? Is it today?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mom, Dad, Brannon, and Hallie. Wish you a happy birthday. And Audrey does too. Do you know all those people? I hope you do.
Yeah.
They're your fan club. How long have you been playing piano, learning how to play?
Well, for about 4 years.
You're very good. What do you like about playing?
Well, I just like the feeling of just getting to play, and I really like just listening to music and getting to play it.
That's very nice. I like the way you express that. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, I would to my mom, Dad, for helping me with piano, and my grandma, Pap, and my brother and sister.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today and for playing so beautifully. That's Kenzie with us. Now, our next player, it's Youth Express here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us. All of these students, by the way, study at the Center for Young Musicians. Next up, we have Sienna Smith. And as we did just earlier, we'll have Sienna play first, and then we'll talk with her afterwards. Here is Sienna. A big finish from Sienna. And Sienna, before I forget, you had a number of people send a note. Well, Mom and Dad sent a note to congratulate you. And yes, I've gotten all of those noted. And Oh, there's a note for Clara, too, that I'll mention in a moment. So, Sienna, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what do you like to, oh, what's the name of what you played?
Sonatina C major.
And what do you like to do for fun in addition to playing the piano?
Well, I love to practice Taekwondo, and I just got a new trampoline, so I'd like to do flips on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. You could have you tried to do Taekwondo on your tramp? That would be interesting.
Yes, I have.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I would like to say hello to all my family and my teacher, Miss Simi.
Excellent. Tell me your teacher's name again.
Miss Simi.
Miss Simi, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sienna, for being with us. Now, Clara is going to be our next person. And Clara, I'd like to try to talk to you before you play, if I can. And she's going to be joining us, and she's all set to go. Clara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How old are you?
I'm 13.
And can you tell me where you go to school?
I go to Providence Heights Alpha School.
And what are you going to be playing? What selection?
I am playing Chopin's Waltz in A minor.
Okay, and I wanted to let you know that Cousin Davin and Tally, is it Davin and Tally or Davin and Tally?
And Davin and Tally.
And Tally, they are in Maple Wind Hill, Vermont. We love you and miss you and can't wait to see you again. They write, they sent that message in. Would you like to give any shout-outs to anybody before you play?
Yes. I'd like to say hi to my teacher, Miss Simi, and my grandparents and my siblings who are listening, and also my cousins in Vermont, Devin and Tolly, my cousins in Virginia, Josie and Evie. I miss you guys all.
Wonderful. And usually when we have the person who plays towards the end, they we talk beforehand, so I want to be sure you have said everything you wanted to say, and then we're going to have you finish up with playing. Are you good to go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, here is Clara. Clara, thank you. You sounded great. Thank you to Ms. Simi and to everybody. And I had a few more notes from parents and other family members. Thank you for listening to our Youth Express segment. I know it's a little different. We can't wait to have kids back in the studio. Again, Mom and Dad are proud of your hard work and your performance, Clara. And here's a note. Go on tour with Daniel and Rosa and visit West Virginia and Vermont. Your Pittsburgh grandparents also congratulate you. And you've got some listeners in Virginia Beach as well.